Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What were your thoughts interacting with fans and stuff today?
Yeah, you can just feel the passion of the people. It just keeps getting confirmed over and over again from my first walks through the city, which you know about early on, and the last few months I've been drifting in and out of here a few times, or development camp. But today, you get a deeper understanding of the fan base because you actually are able to communicate. We had the season ticket holders, a lot of them coming through the locker room, and I could speak individually with them. And just seeing the ones sitting up in the stands here and the messages I'm getting from them, it's good to listen to them. They're very proud of the history, and they've had a lot of pleasure, but they've had some pain, and I think we can tap into both extremes with the team going forward. But you feel the history, of course, knowing we're the 13th oldest team in the National Hockey League is something to be proud about, and I think it adds some spice to the season. It adds a little something special. Putting on the shirt today just kind of had a special feel to it, to understand the responsibility that I have as a head coach in a season like this. It's another percentage point for us to work on, and that's all we're looking for is percentage points that give us energy, and this is another one.
What was the message the fans were delivering to you?
They're very excited about the season. I mean, as I said just now to the whole fan base out there, I think while you were eating pizza, is that right, Chris? Yeah, no. So what I feel out there is just the hunger for them to feel a team that's working really hard every night. I don't feel that the end results and the end placings are the only thing in their mind. What they want to see is an honest effort, and they want to see it regularly. And I feel that about the community. I feel that about Buffalo. That is first and foremost. And the winning, if we can bring that in line, will be a byproduct of that. You know, that's going to fall, and not the other way around. Let's not suffocate ourselves with the thought of having to win or must winning, but we have to work, and we must work all the time, and that's going to be from the get-go in training camp right through our preparation and through the season, something that we're going to focus on no matter the scores and no matter where we're at. And I think I feel that's in line with what the fan base is telling me right now.
Ralph, you obviously said in development camp that Jason's going to be involved as the main cog in building the team.
Yes.
You're obviously in tune with what's going on and watching. What are your thoughts on Ristolainen apparently giving indications that maybe he doesn't want to be here?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, we need to I always value most the contacts I have direct with the players. And I had mentioned to you that I've spoken to all the players, and I had a very long call with Risto early on in, at the end of May, or it was the middle of May, actually. And all the indications there were to be, behind what we're doing here as a coaching staff. And so that's my mandate, is to take the players that are under contract here right now and get the best out of them. I'm excited to work with him. You know, there's communication can be interpreted different ways, but I really think it's important for me to listen when the players are talking to me. And the messages I received from him was, if I'm his coach, he's willing to do this and that, and look for the next level of Rasmus Ristolainen, and that's my job right now. He's in our lineup. He's in our roster. I look forward to coaching him.
But I can assume you haven't spoken to him since May, right?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, right now, that I'm not gonna jump up on every single situation, I think the players are in their private spaces right now, and they should stay there. I haven't really I saw Jeff today. I saw Casey today. That was an excellent opportunity to speak with them. But otherwise, it's only a few weeks now, and we'll all be together in the same room. And let's we as coaches are excited to be coaching Rasmus right now.
Tell us about your coaching staff. I don't think we'll be asking you. Yes.
Done a little bit of everything.
Yes.
Mike Bales. Do you have connections to all those guys, or how did you?
No, I truly am not the type of person that hires friends. I hire people that will challenge me and help me to grow and bring something different to the table. So any job I've ever taken, if you look back, it's Steve Smith is fitting in that he came in as a rookie coach in the National Hockey League sitting beside me. And we spent 3 years beside each other in Edmonton. He was my head assistant. And that experience is extremely valuable because he's now worked in other environments and has grown and developed in a very strong way. And it's good for me. I needed to bring somebody with that has experience over the last year. I needed to bring that history with me. So Smitty really harmonized with the D. Don Granato is one of those lifer coaches that I was looking for. He'll be on the bench with Steve and I, and his job as a teacher of hockey and as a coach with multiple experiences, head coach American League, lots of NHL experience, plus above all, somebody who enjoys to develop players and in a proper way. You know, he's a man that communicates well with a lot of respect. But I like his. You know, when you work in those U.S. development programs, as an example, you do a lot of training, you do a lot of development, a lot of practicing, and we need to run good individual skill situations for the forwards and the Ds following the main section of practice, which will be run primarily by me, to hand over the players and their special roles, and that's where Don is going to be very strong. Mike Bales was a huge acquisition for us, having won 2 Stanley Cups in Pittsburgh and done what he did in Carolina the last few years. It worked out perfectly that he was hungry and is more than a goaltender coach. He's really, for me, like an assistant already. And that's why we've started quite small. The technology is really, really important for us. I can't hardly say that word, right? But it's very, very important for us. And Miles Fee and Kyle Smith. Kyle Smith was the head in Rochester, and Miles Fee had worked with me multiple years in the past. He did the World Cup of Hockey with me, and he will be basically ahead of, you know, working on all the different sports science information, analytics, video. Everything will be running through Miles. Kyle Smith, really, who's done 7 years in Rochester now, leading our video side. But the two of them also are more than just video guys. They are actually thinking the game very well, and all of them are going to challenge me every day. That's what I've asked them to do. Come in here, challenge me, challenge what I'm saying, challenge what I'm thinking. When we leave our coach's room, we come out with one voice, and the players are going to hear a clear, strong message. But in that space, I like to have a positive conflict. I love putting expectations on the table right away and arguing with the people around me in a good way, like all of us here sitting in this room. You might have different opinions, but I'll respect those and I'll listen to them. And that can also help me to think about something different from a different angle. You know, we're all in this together. We all want the Sabres to be a great hockey team. And I'm open to hearing what everybody thinks. Then I have to process it. My job as a head coach is to make decisions. And they're not always going to be popular. And not everybody's going to like them. But in the end, the only way I go forward, and that's why that coaching staff is like it is my decisions will always be driven with what I believe, with all the information and experience I have, what is best for the team. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do what's best for the team. And sometimes it won't be best for an individual or whatever, but if it's best for the team, that's how we're going to do it. But helping, you know, having the right staff around you to find that decision is important.
You mentioned Miles with the working with the analytics part of things. Is that also in concert with Jason Nightingale?
Yes, of course. We've got, you know, excellent people. If you look at Jason doing analytics, if you look at Dean doing our sports science, there's all kinds of information out there. And the important thing is it needs to be funneled somewhere consistently. And Miles Fee, who won the championship with the Charlotte Checkers in the American League this year as an assistant coach / video guy, and like I told you, had already worked 4 years with me, understands the way I see the game and the things that are important for me. Because in the end, I need to have all the information, and then I need to filter it in this high-paced NHL season that we have, the 82 games in that period of time. We need to simplify it and keep the messages on topic. But we need to have more information, of course, and all of the information, and we need to organize it properly. It doesn't help having sports science if you don't use it. But we have, you know, GPS tracking on all our players in every single practice. We're not allowed to use them during the games, but we have it on ice, we have it off ice. what are we doing with that information? I need to make sure it's being used and in the right way. So Miles will definitely be the middle point of that.
You guys have added VC, and a lot of young guys that might be ready to take that next step. But I guess how do you sort of you really haven't lost anybody off their roster from last season? Only one forward.
No.
What's training camp going to be like in terms of sorting through what you have? Because there's just so many guys, you know, that are possibilities.
Well, there's nothing better than internal competition, and you know, VC and Johansson. If you look at Miller and Yoki Haru. If you look at Yoki Haru up back in the back end, that just increases the competition that we have in the team, and I'm excited about that. I think nobody can sleep with that kind of pressure around them. Everybody needs to work hard every day to retain their positions and to earn their ice time. And of course, what you've just said is actually exactly what I'm thinking. It's excellent from where we were in May to where we are today. We're a better team, and now we got to prove it on paper, yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.